have no changes, we'll look for a motion to approve the minutes for September 2025.
I'll make a motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Travis, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, accounts payable. Cross fabrication, painting that new Co-Fort truck, $5,800. Wex, I just got an $854.32. Fault, $1,100. Rocky Mountain Tower, $16.69. Tire shop for oil change, $136.21. Old Republic, $108. And Levitt, $39,379. Any questions on the bills? If not, look for motion to pay.
Make motion for bills.
Travis, second?
Second.
Colin? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, financial statements.
Okay. I did transfer some money from the general fund PTIF into the checking account. I'm going to have to transfer some more to cover that insurance. And so I transferred $50,000, but I didn't know about this insurance until she called Dave Levitt. And she got the invoice, and it was way high, so she called him back and didn't go through the whole thing with them and found they'd overcharged the district $20,000.
Thank you.
And so she told him she wanted to get, instead of getting it whenever they sent it out, she said, I want to see this as soon as it comes. But anyway, she talked to Jody over there and said, hey, I think you're charging us too much. So anyway, it was $58,000 to begin with. So anyway, you know what? I like to look at the comparison. I mean, you've got the detail there. Jim and I went through the budget and was able to correct some things. So everybody's within budget this year. There was some stuff that carried over from the previous year into this year that shouldn't have been on the budget. So we got it situated, but everybody's within budget. If you look on page on that previous year comparison, as you can see, we're a little bit more, about $21,000 more than we were last year at this time. And our expenses are tracking about $100,000. Again, that goes right back to that pickup truck they bought from the fire suppression fund. And so other than that, everything's tracking. I talked to the county, and I think, Bill, don't you have some numbers, some revenue that Marky was going to give you? Or did she give it to you?
Well, from Marky, from
for like a projection.
Yeah, I got some numbers from.
So I spoke with
from Bonnie from the auditor.
From Bonnie, yeah.
Bonnie's the one that does that.
And so I spoke with Vicki and asked him what we talked about. I said, hey, we got to have some idea so we can do our budget. And so she said that she was going to give that to Bill when he came, and I'll let him. I haven't seen it yet, so I'll let him get that to me and we can work that out. As far as the district, we're still on budget for this year, and we're expecting. We just got to know what's going to come in December, January with the revenue, so we can post that. Bank recs. The only one that's still outstanding is Lindell Town. Okay. Just the others have all they all cleared. You know. Like in October, so we're doing really good with getting those all in. I think anything else. They still haven't. I'm still thinking I might need to raise the credit on the WEX because we're getting notices that you're close to the 950, and so I'm going to try and see if they'll raise it to 1500 or something, just so we don't have, because it's just timing is all it is.
Yeah.
And so I'll see if they can raise that to 1500 or something, and that'll help. Is there anything else that we... Okay. If you have any questions, like I said, if you want another report or something, let me know and I'll make them for you. I'll make whatever you want so you can make good decisions. So, okay.
No questions on that?
I have one. So help me in with the very back page. So with Scipio there, so the actual expenditures are budgeted and the favorable. So I haven't seen that number in the past. Can you explain that one to me?
So there hasn't been any actual expenditures from Scipio that I have on my.
Can you turn in for $4,000 for capital purchases this year?
It was actually more. That's why I guess the $4,000. That's what I got tonight. That's why I was curious.
Has it?
I don't have that paper with me on what we agreed on.
Okay.
That email you sent me back had what written and stuff in it.
Yeah, I've got. I can get that and look.
I mean, that's fine. Let me just look.
Because I thought we had all the stuff pulled out that wasn't supposed to be there. Because that's what happened on Kanosh.
Yeah, we will.
There was some expenditures that got, you know how they were way over? Well, it turned out that they had been accounted for in this year and they should have been in last year.
It was one of those they got billed at the middle of December and so it didn't clear our until this year, and so capital rolled over.
And Dick had it on the as their expenditure the first of the year on the budget, so we took it out.
Yeah, so according to my notes from last year, I asked for $7,612. There was a little bit more than $4,000, so that's why I was just making sure.
But did you bet any actual expenditures?
Have you spent any of that?
I will. I'm turning that in. But I'm just saying that's what I had. That's what I had in my mind was $7,000 was what we agreed on.
Okay.
And I just didn't want to throw a big number out there. So.
Okay.
I'll look back through it.
Okay.
My God. Any other questions on that? Okay. Line items. Are we any closer on that auction stuff, guys?
I just have to get Gordon to check tonight and then finish it and find out.
Okay. Impact board letters discussion. I haven't had it during TC. You want to send the middle grade one?
Yeah. I'll have to do it. Well, I guess you've got a copy of it anyway. So with that, other than that one change we mentioned in chief's meeting. So.
Yeah. Okay. The mental health counseling grant. Can't remember who was heading that one up.
That was mine.
That was Travis.
I haven't heard anything back from them.
Okay.
When I talked to her earlier, they were in the final quarter of it anyways, and they were about out of money. So maybe it would be better to wait till first part of next year.
The next year, okay.
I'll reach out.
So everybody turned in their capital money for 2026?
We haven't set a limit yet, have we?
We did last meeting.
Yeah, we decided on $12,000 last meeting.
Okay.
I know that's what we were discussing.
Yours came through to me that I wasn't. I can't print it off.
You can't? Okay.
So I don't know what.
So I had just kind of a $7,000 is what I put down for expected to outfit that truck with everything it needs.
That's for Warren and stuff on that.
Yeah.
Well, and if that's what we're discussing now, I was just going to report back. So Copeland and Greg helped me try to put some pump repairs and a down pump to a fire, but it didn't work out. And so Scipio is going to ask for a little bit more on our capitals, the little I turned in last time. So if we can, once we have that discussion, you know, that's what I need. Sorry?
Gave away to Kanosh, sorry.
No.
But
we only had one, I said.
But while we're having that discussion, too,
that's the other
Cole, do you mind Do you mind talking to what we were talking about before dinner?
My engine's getting replaced beginning of the year. They said you can strip everything off of it, bin, tank, pump, and stuff. And so I think the option is we can tear that pump off my engine and give it to Scipio. I'll double check with the fleet manager and stuff to make sure that's all right. I know the bin's already been called for from Oak City, but if somebody wants a tank, that's up for grabs. But I'll look into that pump. That might save Scipio quite a bit.
And that's what I was wondering, is if, you know, we might just do a tank pump swap. You know what I mean? With just where it's on that flatbed, just unbolt it and slide it back in or something. Yeah. So
that, my tank might have a little crack on it on top, but everything's good. So
yeah. We have any Title III money this year?
Not that I've been told of. We should have had some left. It was in its own little category for Title III stuff.
Let's see.
Kept that.
I don't know where he kept it. I can call and ask him. And then I'll just make a line item for it.
Yeah. We haven't received any for a couple of years, but we have some left over.
Okay.
Title III is paper new pump.
Anybody else going to turn in? This is our month to have stuff turned in for us and stuff like that.
So, we blowed up a transfer case in our heavy brush truck the other day. It's 1997. We love the truck, and if we're going to replace it on a grant, like we've discussed in some recent meetings, 3 years out, by the time you apply for a grant, lead time, everything else. The problem we're having, though, Riley found one online, found a rebuilt transfer case for that truck for $40,000 with a $6,500 core charge. I spoke to the gear shop manager up to Brian's up in Ogden, the one that's right next to Smith and Edwards. He said it could be anywhere from $3,000 to $30,000 on that transfer case because the T case is obsolete. So I don't know. Right now the truck's over to Stevens Truck Power. They're going to drop the T-case out of it, take it to a gear shop. So we don't have an idea of what's wrong with it. But if we're looking at replacing it, we might be asking for some help with that truck. Like I say, the bad thing is it's old and it needs to be replaced, but we need something to get us until we can replace it. The other problem with that truck is it's got an old DT-466 in it that... That engine was bad when we got the truck. That's why the BLM disposed of it. And we're still running the same engine, and it smokes more than the fire it's on does usually. So the other idea we tossed around, there are a couple listed on KSL in the state for, there's one right now in Lehigh for $26,000 would give us a 30,000 mile donor engine and a transfer case. So we'd be $30,000 to replace engine and T-case in that truck with paying Stevens Truck Power to do the replacements. So, if it comes to that, but it could be as simple as a broken fork in that T-case as well. So.
Let's see what the report is when we tear it apart.
Yeah.
And then make a decision from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though the transfer case is obsolete, they should still be able to get some of the parts, right?
No, they can get all the parts.
Okay.
They're, it's made by Fabco. All of the parts are available, but the obsolete part just makes them very expensive. Makes for a $40,000 rebuild if you have to go that far. And so the big question is, if it broke an intermediate shaft and damaged the case, then we're looking at the $30,000 range. If it didn't, then we could be $10,000 and under. So, but yeah, I'll come back with what we find by next month. When they crack that case open. Okay.
next month is our preliminary budget set, so go through it. Looks like everybody stuck pretty good to those numbers that we discussed. Any questions on this discussion for it? Anybody want to know any more on it, or are we good with it?
I'm sorry, but I need to go back to this because I was writing. What did we say? You said on this, and then about council grant.
They're about out of money, so we're waiting to talk to the first year. Bro. Well, if there's no other discussion on it, we'll have a preliminary budget next month. Other business?
Yes, I need to be put on the agenda next month for warden budget and county PC.
No.
That was easy.
So that's what's going to kind of happen next month. So.
It happens November every year, so.
Yeah.
No, it's coming. Training next month as well. Board member training. Bill, can you bring us some numbers like Earth?
Well, what did you ask for your budget? How much your projected budget this year is like 830. And we have some different numbers. And there's an item in your budget that's called new money, which is new growth in the county for 1 year. It'd be a budget of your budget, and it's a lot. It'd be another $250,000, $250,000 past what your budget, above your original budget projections. Is that what you wanted me to say?
Well, that's good news.
Traditionally, the last 4 years, we get very little. Like, I think you got $50,000 or $60,000 last year of new growth, which is compared to your budget is a 30% increase of new money to your budget.
Right. So like in 2025, you're overrun by $400,000. So
spend it wisely because you might not get it next year.
So is that money, new growth, is what exactly?
Well, new growth, you're,
how is that one
unless
year?
You have a tax rate, and your tax rate's governed by you have a base rate that allows you to collect money. Originally when this started, you have a base rate that allows you to collect the same amount of money. If you collected a dollar last year, depending on, then you'll be able to collect a dollar this year. Well, cities and special service districts complained, well, what about, we have new growth. So normal money would go in there and lower, you'd collect the same money, but it would lower the price for the citizens. But if you, the new money you get to spend for 1 year free. In other words, it isn't figured in your collections. Next year it'll go in and you put that new growth in at the same or lower your rate. So this is, new growth is businesses that have been appraised this year in 2025 that wasn't in the previous budget. And so that's what they allow, where you get more homes, you get more buildings. So we, Truth and Taxation, allocates you that new money to use for your new growth. And that's what it's called. That's why we call it new growth. The county, for good or bad, the county took all their new growth money and gave it back for a tax reduction on property taxes. The county gave back 20%. On your county portion this year, you got a 20% property tax reduction. Now, the school district didn't do that. They spent theirs. And so, you know, in your final, part of that 60% of that school district. So, under most circumstances, when you stick that together, under most, if I'm wrong, let me, give me, under most circumstances, if it was just county on there, you'd get 20%. But when the school district stayed the same, they took the new growth out, and you know they're going to do with it what they wanted to do with it. They had about 2 million, over 2 million in new growth. So they left the rate the same. So they'll spend that. But when you put that year tax, you should, depending on your area, some areas are appraised higher than others, you should get a 4 to 6% reduction in your property tax over last year. I don't know whether you're interested or not. We're anticipated a lot of interest. We haven't received no checks yet, by the way. So, of all this, it is at least my intent, and other commissioners agree, as we get new growth, we continue to put that back. I think the best thing we can do, we need to grow government enough. Most cities and organizations grow government too much. They kind of grow out of their pants. The term I like to use, they build a house, they can't keep the lights on. So they get all this new growth, and the next year they're raising taxes because they spend it on stuff they can't afford. I'm just philosophically different. We need to put it back. If it's up to me, with the new growth coming in, your property tax reductions on your homes and real property will be, will. But I got to get everybody else to agree with that. So I'm just, don't write that in your diary.
I think as for the fire district, we've been slightly underfunded for quite a while. Because we, like our O&Ms, have not raised in years and years and years. Yeah. We're running on the same budget that we were running on in 1999. What was gas a gallon back in 1999? To give it back to the general public, that seems like a pretty good idea, but we kind of need the money too, so...
And we've been toying with the idea of raising our tax rate over the last couple of years.
That's what she said. I guess Todd can help you decide. You will have that new money this year, but you have the ability to go ahead and go through the process. And if you got to know the process, you got to advertise it. You're a special service district. You have the ability to recapture and raise your taxes,
but
independent of the county.
Yeah.
But I was under the impression that the county commission has final say.
That's what Bonnie said.
On ours.
You have to give the approval for us.
Yeah, I think if you, they'll send it to the county. So.
Right. Well, I think this new money would offset that, so that's not something that we need to be looking at for this next year.
Well, we're too late now.
I know, but even for this next year. So
if we turn in, it has to be done by October next year. And then we don't see the money until the following year.
Until 28, you're 2 years.
And so we're 2 years into this if we start next year.
There's two kind of, there's lots of tax rates, but we have real property. I don't know which one, though, but which is your homes and businesses. We have commercial real property and owned real property. With a lot of this development, we also sold personal property. Personal property. With a data center, a lot of that tax revenue from them will be personal property. Personal property is like a solar company. All that's personal property. Personal property is set by state rate, and it's nice when you get it, but you got to be careful because it decreases significantly. Like in Fort, it goes from 90% to... You probably know, 60%, 70%.
It depends on the type of property,
yeah.
Personal property, it depends. But it does decrease to zero at some point.
Right.
Where your real property basically, depending, can increase with more value. So your real property is consistent, your personal property is really good.
Right.
And the new growth comes from real property. They can't count new growth in the personal property.
I wasn't sure that the fire district gets any cut of any sort of personal property. That's all irrelevant to the fire district.
No, you will get
a cut
your
of
share. Personal, yeah, that's part of your tax collections. New growth is. I mean, that's part of the taxes that we collect. Property tax.
Yeah, property tax, but it's personal property.
Yeah.
I don't think has anything to do with the fire district.
I think that's all.
Because it's a line item on your property, your real property tax.
Yeah.
It says fire district or when you pay it. You see how much is going to the fire district.
Yeah.
So when you get
to the real property, but on personal property,
that is not
prepared. When you get your tax notices next week, you can look down the bottom.
Right.
There's two or three line items.
Yeah.
School district and there's.
I know a lot of school districts. I donate a lot of money there. And I don't have kids. I don't have nothing.
The trouble
I donate a lot of money to that.
God, the trouble is it comes out on our bill and you send your money to the county and most people's mad at us.
Right.
But the majority of it goes to school district. You're aware of that.
Yeah.
Over 60% of our budget. Over 60% of your bill that you get is for school district.
Right.
You guys probably know all this. Mm-hmm.
So I got a question for you.
Yes.
So I did notice on my personal property tax that where you're saying is that with the new growth that we should notice our tax on our homes and that go down.
Mm-hmm.
And it did from last year.
We're good.
But our business skyrocketed.
Doubled.
Oh, no, I can tell you what happened there. and I guess I can tell you, I've been complaining about that for a long time because your tax on your house was because of our previous, we had a good assessor. We got a new assessor. Your commercial property has probably not been assessed for 10 years. If you got a business or something.
Ours is very new.
We didn't have a commercial property. I'm not saying we really needed one, but we didn't have a personal property assessor. So the commercial property basically was set in stone several years ago. I don't even know if the NMA had it, and it went on override. Your homes and that will be reevaluated every 4 or 5 years, and the other years between they go on override, which means it's an average of everything. If everything goes up 5% on average, then that's what's happened with your commercial property. It's basically just went on override for 10 years. So by the state's code, we have to have a commercial assessor now. We don't have one in the county. We basically just contract. He does a good job, but he went out and assessed the businesses. he went out and assessed them all. They haven't been assessed, and the override has not kept. The bottom line is the override did not increase with what the actual commercial property value increase, and that's why you're getting a big.
So I always thought they just assessed commercial property by the square foot. Like it was just, this is what we're getting, and if it goes up, it goes up, but it's always assessed by the square footage of the
property.
Well,
they do both with commercial properties.
Okay.
Like, and there's a difference between, like, some of you know, some are, you know, IPP is a centrally assessed, so we don't do that at all because they have parts of the business in other counties. Like, we hear of ASIS and Sawtooth, they're locally assessed. And if you've been out there, you understand, we have to get a commercial, because if you can go out and assess it, you know, so that. But that's a difficulty. So we're trying to work that. Our assessor, I told her for 2 or 3 years, and she says we didn't get as much as we thought, but anyway, that when we start actually going out and assessing, this is going to be a wreck, because override did not increase the margin to...
I just wish they would have maybe stepped it up a little bit, because, I mean, to double it in a year's time.
Hey, I totally agree. Crazy. I knew that was going to happen. I don't have all the say, but I'm glad you noted that. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you noticed it.
I've
been fighting for your real property, but I didn't fight hard enough for the other. But a lot of that is dictated by state code, and we went so long that they said, you don't have no choice. You need to get an assessor. But previous to now, we haven't had a commercial assessor for I don't know how long, before my time. So So that's what happened. What you see is exactly, I knew that was going to happen. So.
So Bill, maybe you can answer this question for the board. Who is the impact board? Who makes that up?
The impact board,
for these new businesses coming in, the data centers and all that stuff.
The planning and zoning or what?
Well, if they're going to come in and impact the use of everything, and they give concessions for...
Okay, we don't have an impact board. We have a planning and zoning, and they really sift all the things and zone, and they give conditional use permits for businesses. And then you have to have a business license. And they're the ones, we have an economic development committee that basically just kind of knows what's going on. I guess I don't know what you mean the definition of an impact.
Well, I'll go back to the road department. Brandon said that he was missed an impact board meeting or something over one of the geothermal wells where they could have given us the money to help maintain the road going to it.
Well, we have a district 8 committee, which don't come through the county. They're an independent committee that a lot of that transformation money comes out of.
That's different than what
it's
he's
different.
Talking.
Okay. Yeah. So
what he's talking about is for us, for instance, McCormick and this new one here by Delta. That affects us as a fire district because we're liable for their fire suppression. That's impacting the county. Who makes those decisions as to what they need to bring with them so that the citizens of Millard County do not absorb that impact that business brings in? That business
is costing.
Yes. That business is costing our county, so that it's on the owner and not the citizens.
No, there isn't what you call an import back, but those taxes are basically what you'd call new growth. Now, if you look at, for all the businesses, there's a conditional use permit that has 20 or 30 criteria. All those businesses come in right now have basically, they have to have their own fire suppression and other things like that. That's not saying you wouldn't go there. And so as we collect them, then those taxes are going to, you're going to get a percent of the taxes they pay.
So
when we collect, we're going to charge them property tax. When they collect that property tax, you'll get your percent on that increase in property tax.
So, but if this new building comes in and now Holden has to buy a ladder truck.
So, and then how do we have a voice in that they are bringing correct fire suppression? Do they know what fire suppression they need? Do you know what fire suppression they need? Because, for instance, the one in McCormick, if they're not bringing their own well water and enough water right and enough flow, for me, as the fire chief in Holden, to defend that billion-dollar building, when do I get a say in what I need to talk to them
there,
to say?
There's certain criteria for... I'll use the new example. They couldn't be Shane Church, his new building out there. He's in the county. They had to have so much water and they had to have so much storage. And anything in the county like that, the city is different. Anything in the county in that, there is a requirement. Have you worked on that? Adam would know. Adam Richens. Adam would know. And there is a requirement for them for fire suppression. But that don't mean if they have a problem, you'd go help, I don't get you off of
that. So, for instance, IPP and some of these other big companies, they have their own fire brigades. They have their own fire suppression. Are these companies bringing that in? Are they got their own fire brigade? Or are they relying on me and me bringing water from Holden to put out a fire on their property? Or how do we, as chiefs, get involved in that discussion?
Enough capacity for storage. I can't answer the question whether they have people set aside for a fire brigade, but they do have to have sufficient water and certain flows and so many cubic feet or something for the area space to build. There's a specific amount that goes with all these new structures like that in a commercial building.
Well, so let's go back to IPP when they came in the 80s. They looked at the infrastructure of Millard County. They paid for the courthouse there in Delta. They paid for a lot of things because they said, we need this infrastructure for us to function in this county. How do we, as chiefs in Millard County, have some voice in what they need to help us help them?
Well, I think the IPP went to them. There's no prohibition for you to approach them and say, can you work with us on this? What you're going to need? What do you anticipate? And I would encourage you to do that. Let me caution this. Let me give you one example that this didn't create good. When we had we pay for a lot of officers and that for the whole county. We're the only county that does all the officers and sheriff. We're the only county that we still do recreation, which I don't know why we still do recreation. When IPP came in, we had special districts for those things, mm-hmm. for recreation, and IPP says, this is before my time.
Yeah.
Long time ago. IPP says, obviously they had to pay that fee, that special district fee. And they says, oh, you don't need that. We'll come and help you. We'll build a ball diamond. So IPP built a ball diamond, and they told everybody, hey, get rid of that special service district, which saved them money. Mm-hmm. They go back and contribute money, and like 5 years later, why, it's all dried up, and guess what happens? We get it in our lap.
Yeah.
And so, but nothing prohibits you from working with them. I know with people in Delta that has had some asks. So I think, you know, we're going to make sure that we can support the services. Like, you guys have your tax rate, and that supports the services. So we're going to make sure with planning and zoning, but what's going to happen if you got some extra ass or something, just meet with them.
Well, my biggest concern is, like, right out here, there's a 1995 main frontline pumper for a fire department. Yeah. That truck is obsolete. It's a beautiful truck, and it's well-maintained, but it is obsolete. So we're bringing billions of dollars worth of companies and infrastructure into the county. We need help keeping up with that.
Yeah. As they pay tax dollars, you'll get your portion of them that you have your rate now. I mean, that's not going to change. As we collect more dollars, you'll be able to collect more through the portion that you have.
So I was.
I don't know what that'll be. We haven't. Yeah. Like I said, we spent our whole life with IPP. They filed appeals, mm-hmm. so we haven't got no guarantee that nobody won't appeal. We got all these aspirations of what might happen. We have no guarantee that they'll ever come or not file an appeal. And so there's all kinds of things that can happen.
So I was under the impression, like, even when they were started doing this IPP renewed thing and all this building out here, there was some sort of impact board that met with them, because I believe the sheriff's office got some extra money to help pay for deputies for all the workers that are traveling back and forth. Like,
The sheriff set up and IPP come forward, and that was between them and us, and set up a mitigation fund to mitigate the traffic on Jones Road. Mm-hmm. And IPP voluntarily just said that wasn't a tax. That wasn't something. IPP voluntarily come forward and says, we identified, the sheriff identified, hey, this could be a problem for us. The IPP voluntarily come forward, their people, and says, we will help do this impact. It wasn't nothing that we required or anybody else. They just says, we will help do this impact. And they did, and they got what we call the mitigation fund, and it was almost $500,000. They put extra deputies on, and basically it was just keeping the traffic down on that road. That's how that happened.
So they came to the county and said they identified it, or did the county and the sheriff say,
well, the sheriff,
you guys need to look at this.
And they had a meeting together, and that's what they come up with. They says, we can contribute to that. It wasn't no ordinance or nothing. It's just like, we're right. willing to contribute to that.
Well, that's what we're getting at, is those meetings exist.
So we need to be part of them.
And we've never been part of any sort of meeting.
We don't have a regular meeting to do that. It was basically communication with them. Like, we don't have anything in place, anything officially that has a regular meeting for...
It's kind of a case by case thing.
That board was called a mitigation board, and we put it together and had people involved in IPP.
So being on both sides of the conversation, being part of the conditional use permits and understanding some of the requirements there, maybe there's opportunities for us as a district to be part of that discussion when they're setting the expectations during those conditional use permits.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, that's the best part to get. And if you'd like, I mean, there's nobody that can explain it better than Adam Richens. He's our planning and zoning. If it was appropriate, I could probably get him to come to a meeting, and you can ask him those questions. There's about 25 or 30 items on those conditional use permits. It goes anything to setbacks, to fire, to all kinds. That's where all the impacts are. The impact is approved by the planning and zoning. Basically, it comes to the commission, and they can change it or approve it. But planning and zoning, everything that you'd see on lighting, the lights have to be a certain way, this has to be this, and everything like that. That is probably the best place to address what you're particularly talking about, yeah. Is what type of level do we have for security for fire, and at what point will we have to be involved that impacts our community? Are you going to take care of this or not? And that's the best way to intervene right there. Because we don't have a regular board. I mean, it goes through planning and zoning, and that's the best way.
Who appoints planning and zoning? How do you get on that board?
Well,
you got to lose a bet to get on that board.
We just replace somebody. I'll tell you, with most of our boards, we have to do a 2-week advisement and everything else, and we have one person. They don't want to get. I think maybe planning and zoning last time we had two. We don't really go out recruiting. We have to advertise.
Right.
I don't know. If
usually if it's got somebody that's got a grudge against somebody.
You guys are probably me. I would never see one of the advisements. So you're just
going to I'm just wondering if it is worth getting whoever's in charge of that planning and zoning to see if we can get him to come to a meeting and ask him a few questions.
I'll reach out to Adam. I need to ask him a question on the county shop anyway.
It kind of sounds like you guys need to be a line signature on the conditional use permit.
Yeah. You are. You have to sign for the zoning change. Don't you sign? Who signs?
He does.
I want to do wildland stuff.
Who signs? Somebody.
So the county fire marshal is supposed to sign every building
fire
permit.
Fire marshal is supposed to sign
permit.
Every building. Who
So I know Landon signed mine when
Who's
we go there.
Who signed
that? Well, I don't know who's signing it now,
so
but
the board defines a section just for wildland stuff. So
for instance, when we built our farm, Landon had to sign off on my conditional use permit.
The sheriff has to sign off. The landfill has to sign off. Fire has to sign off.
And maybe that's a discussion where we need to expand that. And if it's in, for instance, my response area or your response area or your response area, that chief needs to be in on that.
Whoever's doing that, that's the way when you should ask the question. Right there, ask them.
That's
the
conversation
what are you
I'm
doing?
Having Adam, and that's why Shane Church had to put in a water tank and supply 1,500 GPM.
Instead of just the county fire marshal signing off on that.
And for him to get totally approved, he had to provide fire suppression.
Yeah.
But I had to get with Adam and say, hey, dude, we need to communicate here and work together because this is our jurisdiction. He's a wildland guy. He don't know much about
it. Yeah, you said, I don't know anything about structure stuff.
So you did it with Shane then. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if when you sign off on these things, if it's anything bigger than a house, maybe we need to discuss it as a district.
Well, I mean, I talked about that conversation I had, that was one of the suggestions, is maybe we expand that to where that conditional use permit, not only does the county fire marshal have to sign, but whoever's response area that is, maybe the chief needs to be in on that conversation as well. It sounds like you were.
Just consulted.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I don't know if anybody's familiar with the RACI chart, responsible, consulted, informed, and accountable, right? I mean, I think it'd be something simple like that, where you could at least be informed or consulted prior to this conditional use permit being signed.
ACES has been great working with Delta Fire Department and stuff, too. You know, we've been out there for inspections and whatnot, but
yeah,
there's a lot.
I'll ask Adam who's signing off on these.
There's a lot that comes in that
we're unaware of what's happening. Yeah.
Well, I know it was Landon, and I'm surprised to find out.
I sign them, but I'm only looking for wildland stuff. That's only.
Okay, so you do sign them, but If they don't pertain to wildlife, you're just signing them. Okay, that's probably
what I suggest, Jim, that we just contact Adam and start there and get the ball rolling that way. He's probably got the information we're looking for. We're just beating a dead horse tonight, but
yeah.
I think talk to Adam, and then we can go to the planning and zoning next if we need to, and
I know, who's signed,
try to get on for something, you know, because we're not quite understanding what we're looking for. We're looking for funding right up front to purchase equipment to fight the fire if we have to go there.
Yeah,
not taxes, none of that stuff. We're looking for total impact as they come into our area. So,
yeah, I'll get a hold of him. Any other business? Thanks, Bill, for being here.
Thank you. If you need a report or something like that, I'll try to make an effort. You know, if you don't need me, I won't come.
If you're part of the board, you should be here.
Well, I don't get to vote. I'm
you do.
You do. You're part of the board.
All right.
The commissioner is a voting member of this board.
Most boards, they won't let her. So.
Yeah. No, it's always been the commission's had a vote on this board. Don't forget, tonight is O&M's. If there's nothing else, I'll look for motion to adjourn.
Right here.
Okay. On it.
Wait, I'm going to wait for that.
5 minutes.